Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Because we don't, you know, we get to lean into it like that.
Hell
you know?
Yeah, fella.
You get Mother's Day week and all that kind of stuff. We're going to lean into it as much as possible today. Looking forward to the Father's Day celebration tonight, 92.9 The Game, third annual Father's Day dinner, which is always going to be a ton of fun. And a lot to talk about over the next 3 hours. Big weekend ahead. Good morning to you.
What's happening, man? Turn up, fathers, daddies, whatever you want to be, papas, all of us. Let's turn up today. It is our weekend. So y'all get the hell out of our way and leave us alone. But other than that, I hope everybody is enjoying themselves on this beautiful Friday, this wonderful Father's Day weekend. As like you said, a lot of big time sports going on. Late night last night. Damn it!
Did you stay up?
Yeah, of course I did.
I fell asleep between the end of the third period and overtime.
What happened?
I tried. I couldn't.
I'm watching it, Andy, and we're up three nothing. Right?
We.
I'm a diehard Florida Panthers fan. Right. I mean, they just shut the rink down for
fair enough.
All right?
Fair enough.
Okay, so
fair enough.
I'm diehard.
I'm not arguing. I just heard we for the
diehard.
First time.
Diehard.
I just noticed we.
And so, I ain't speaking French.
Okay.
And so,
just making sure.
So I'm sitting there, and me and Samson are watching, and then they score. And I'm like, and he's like, oh. I was like, damn it. I did not need them to score. Because when they scored, I look back and thought this is going to be a long damn night. Long
yeah, because that first
for
period
reason,
was that first period was utter domination.
Yes,
after the way
for
that
whatever
they played,
reason.
After the way that they played in game three, like
yes.
they in four periods, obviously it would be three in game three, and then the first period last night they outscored them 9-1.
Yes,
it was like oh, like this was a cool for a minute, and now they're you know they're kind of going to dominate.
Yes.
And then Edmonton was like, nope, not so fast. They scored three, tied it up, and then it was just—I mean, the third period was just insane. Like it was just so tense. Edmonton scored with like what, like 5 minutes left or something like that, and then the Panthers scored with 15 seconds left.
And I'm like jumping up and down, and so I'm like, okay, overtime, and I'm like, okay, we got this. And then that same damn dude.
Yeah, White Leon, man.
That just keeps.
You can't hold down a White
just
Leon.
Just damn it. Maybe his name is Leon.
I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe it's Leon.
Like, if it was Leon, he probably like, wouldn't have two game winners in the series.
Like Jean-Claude Van Damme and Lionheart. Leon.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
It
may be pronounced Leon.
No, I think it's Leon.
Leon.
Because he's the first guy in the history of the Stanley Cup Final to have two overtime game winners in the same series.
Unbelievable.
That's insane, man. This is also a guy, like, and you remember, you watched it last year. He was so banged up by the time they got to the final last year, he didn't even score.
Leon.
He's their second best guy.
But I'm just saying,
he didn't even score in seven games last year, and he's got two overtime game winners in four games this year. It's crazy.
The best player in the world hasn't even scored in this damn series
right
yet.
Now, he's, you know.
He's been doing, he was good yesterday.
He's been dishing.
He was good last night.
He's been out there doing
some
stuff.
He was great last night, but to be able to go 3-1 and not have him score it's only a matter of time. Now, they're doing a great job because Florida's really good. But, I
really
mean, it's
good.
Only a matter of time before this dude just shows who he is. But he was outstanding last night. But, yeah, man, it was, like, overtime again. Like, we need – Damn it, I don't need another seven-game series. I don't know if I can handle it, man.
You can, just so long as your team wins.
Playoff hockey is just—
Don't deny us at seven.
Playoff hockey is just different.
It is intense.
It is unbelievable, man.
It's intense. I can't imagine. I was thinking about this driving in, about the euphoria that it must feel, that you must feel, to score a game winner in overtime. Because when you score, it's over, obviously, in a Stanley Cup final. Like, what was your, like, you have one moment from your football career that you remember that was more, whether it was a game-winning touchdown or whatever. Like, I don't know what it might have been, but, like, do you have one moment that was clearly more of an incredible feeling than any of the other moments that there were?
Oh, man. I think.
Because, like, Leon Draisaitl now, like, obviously those are the moments there,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think my first ever, winning a game by a late second field goal. It's just one of those things where, like, you're on the sideline. Like, in the NFL, you're just sitting there or whatever. College, you'll be hooking arms and stuff. But I'll always remember my first time I ever went to Denver. We played the Broncos. That's when they had Elam.
Okay,
And we went down. We scored. And then they were down by two. And it was less than a minute left. And Elam hit, like, a damn near 60-yard field goal.
He did that a lot.
Yes. And so we get the ball back with 20 seconds. Jay, three throws, one throw to me. Tip ball. Dietrich Ward catches it. Runs it, gets in field goal ring. Lindo hits a 56-yarder at the buzzer.
That's awesome.
That was just one of them things. Like, but on the other side, when you lose by one of those kicks, it just crushes you.
Yeah,
it crushes you, man. But I mean, just last night watching, just the energy in that freaking building, and then just watching the because it was unbelievable when he hit the goal with less than 30 seconds, and it goes crazy. See is red going everywhere. Yeah. Hey, all right, we got this, baby, and then. Meh. All right, and I know I saw Bo. You don't have to play that, as far as the goal call and everything like that. You don't have to. You don't have to play it.
Yeah, we don't have to do that.
Yeah, you don't have to play it.
That's fine.
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, we can just. We talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it. So good. You don't have to play that.
Yeah, I was protesting all the Oklahoma City questions in Sports Jeopardy last week.
Yeah,
we can protest any Leon Draisaitl game winner you want.
His name's Leon.
You can call him what you want.
Yeah, his name's Leon.
Yeah, you can talk bad about him all you want. We can protest him. That's fine. Now, that was good right there. That was okay. That was relevant. It was the thing that happened last night, right? We also are into it. You obviously have a rooting interest in the Panthers. Jack has become a huge hockey fan.
Dude,
there's three things he likes on YouTube: train compilations, monster truck rallies, and hockey.
He's all boy.
That's what he likes to watch,
boy.
Which is pretty badass. But also, that was a nice little rehearsal right there. For when we talk hockey, because it seems like maybe we're going to.
Okay.
It seems like hockey's coming back to the South. Now it's in the South, but you know what I mean. It seems like hockey may be coming back to the Atlanta area.
I saw, the whole thing up there, up in Forsyth County and everything, and I heard Duke Sabelli were talking about it a little bit yesterday. I just don't understand the location of it.
But I do.
I would love for Atlanta to get a hockey team. I mean, I really, really would. But I think everything is about where the location of everything is, how to get there, traffic, all that. That's good. Because I know Duke Sabel were going deep into it and everything about, getting up there and where you come from. And, I'm sure they probably do polls and everything of where the hockey fans are and things like that. So, yeah. But
it's not there by accident.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the Braves didn't move to where they moved by accident.
Yeah.
Like that, they're pretty smart. When they're trying to make money.
I would love for one to come here. I don't think it's coming anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't know what the timeline is on something like that.
I think that would be great.
It feels like the necessary steps, like the approval,
right.
The community approval, obviously having the money backing and all of that kind of stuff that it takes to get something like this done. And then, the NHL is a business. They're smart. They've come here twice before. It hasn't worked out, but
do you think they think about that?
No, they don't care about that. Oh. Their thought is, okay, we had the wrong ownership last time. The city's bigger than it was the last two times we had hockey there.
They lost the damn team to the most boring city in Canada.
Yeah, but it's Canada. They wouldn't have lost the team if it wasn't for ownership.
I agree with that.
Like, I think anything can succeed in Atlanta if it's done correctly.
Correct.
And most things in Atlanta are done correctly, and they succeed.
Right.
You had crap ownership, so it didn't work out. You know what I mean? I also think you could have bad ownership in any sports city and have it not work out.
Well, hell, you look at Chicago, the White Sox, you know.
But luckily they have the Cubs.
Luckily they have the Cubs, you know? Exactly. And as we spoke with it a couple weeks ago, Reinsdorf seems like he's kind of maybe stepping back from owning that team and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, I think it would be awesome if they were able to get a hockey team here. Now, everything, just like everything else, it's going to be about location. I still remember when the Braves moved out the Cobb County and how that touched a lot of people's feelings, rightfully so, and everything, but it's been a success.
It has.
You know, and so will it be a success all the way up there if that's the place? Because just because you see that doesn't mean that's actually going to be the location.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just wait and see.
I feel like you could kind of put stuff like that. I don't know. I mean, I do agree with you. Like, location is definitely important. But if the product is good enough.
People will come.
Also, Atlanta is just, like, it's enormous.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's Forsyth County, and that's, like, what? That's, like, kind of north of Lanier and all that stuff.
Why are you acting like that? We've been up there plenty of times.
Right, I know. Yeah, I'm just saying that's where it is, right? It's still pretty crowded up there.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's not like
but then
it's not like you're wandering through the woods.
That's why I always go to the logistics of getting there, because traffic, I mean, sports traffic is different.
Sure.
You know how it's a lot of one lanes and stuff up there.
Right, but I don't know. I just feel like it's easier to get into stuff like that when it's a little further out than some of these places that have arenas like in downtown, mm-hmm. which I love too.
Right.
But it's not easy to get to Mercedes-Benz Stadium
or out of there. So
like I've sat in traffic in the Gulch or near the Gulch. It's not that anymore, but whatever they're calling it now, you know what I mean? Centennial Yards or something. I've sat in my car waiting to leave that place for an hour and a half before.
Yeah, I mean, traffic follows sporting events. Let's not act like it's not. You know, it is one of those things where they try to make that a part of the discussion, but traffic's going to be anywhere there's sporting events. And hopefully it'll be a lot of traffic because a lot of good teams, teams usually have a lot of traffic jams because that means people are coming to actually see them. But, yeah, it'll be fun if they are able to pull this off, but, I mean, I just don't see it being something that's going to be in the near future.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the timeline is, but it's exciting, and I hope it happens.
How much money you need to buy a hockey team? At least a billy, right?
Yeah.
At least a billy now.
Yeah, the expansion fees and all that kind of stuff. I don't think you're doing anything in pro sports right now without a B in it.
Well, I mean, Arthur Blank got MLS. You think Mr. Blank wants to own a soccer team and a hockey team and a football team?
I don't know. He's pretty busy, you know?
Yeah.
And he's got the golf.
Yeah, oh, I forgot about that.
You know, they just won a championship with that.
He's still celebrating that.
Yeah, I just maybe give somebody else a shot, you know? It'd be okay to have some other people own some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we could.
And I mean people. I don't mean, you know.
Owner.
Yeah, like not a group of people that constitute a board
that
then have a spreadsheet.
See, there we go. It always comes back to the Braves.
Yeah, it does.
Always comes back to the Braves.
Well, it just comes back to the ownership that you want versus the ownership that you have. It's more fun to have a human than it is to have a company.
Yeah, because the company is all about the bottom line.
The company doesn't care.
Yeah.
Hey, that company's got a nice homestand coming up this weekend, by the way.
We need it, baby.
Yeah.
We need it, baby.
We do. And we've talked about this a lot with the Braves over the last couple of months is like, don't be the get-right team for these teams that are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, the Braves are the team that need a get right.
Yes.
Between these two.
Yes.
Because the Rockies have won 4 out of their last 10.
Ain't that crazy?
The Braves have only won 2 out of their last 10.
What about that hometown hero coming back, Andy?
So maybe the Braves
he coming through this thing.
Getting right against the Rockies.
You know, what's my favorite song? I be feeling like the man when I walk through. They played it all night for RCA when he got here.
Orlando RCA had a walk-off yesterday.
I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Yeah.
I'd walk him. Yeah. I'd walk him first time.
Talking about some. Hello, mommy.
You got to be careful with him.
RCA hitting all the spots.
Would suck so bad if he came back and just went off this weekend. It'd be so frustrating. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show. We talked about hockey for the first 15 minutes. I didn't see that coming, but I liked it. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Again, tell all them guys that it's like until you're out of options, you got no power, you know, and you just got to keep grinding and fighting and you know what, because you're going to get another chance. And he's, you know, very indicative of what that's all about. And, you know, credit to him and his makeup. And, you know, he's another one. He's driven and focused and very consistent in what he does. You know, I think he's in right now. He's pitching with a lot of confidence.
Well, credit to him and his makeup. That's Brian Snitker from June 23rd, 2023. So that's literally almost exactly 2 years ago talking about Bryce Elder. And, well, here we are again. Like, because remember, you know, at that point, Elder was on his way to making an all-star team. And then kind of the next year and a half or so were pretty brutal. and he's been, really, honestly, like, it was pretty brutal for Bryce Elder as a starting pitcher. And then he's been called back into duty this year, and he's been really good again. Like, he's been really helpful. I realize, you know, I mean, really good by the standard of what you expected from him and what he had been for the last year and a half or so. And his last start was incredible.
Yeah.
Braves just didn't win because their offense sucks. But, like, that was, I don't know. It's pretty cool to have a guy like him.
He's a homegrown guy, right?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
I believe he is.
All right, okay. But, yeah, I mean, he's been really good, man, and hopefully he gets the run support. I mean, I know we're having fun with the whole Arcia being back and all those other things. They need to win this damn series, Andy.
They do.
And they need to win all three of these games because even though they've won games, talking about the Rockets, they ain't no better than they were when we were out there.
Mm-mm.
So they need to go out there, talking about the Braves, put together – and you know, it'll be people that will say, well, it was the Rockets. It don't matter, man. Put together three complete games.
Yeah, I mean, look. At this point, there's no, well, it's the Rockies.
Yeah.
Like, I know the Rockies are the worst team in baseball.
Because people say, well, it's the Braves.
The Braves are only, like, the fourth worst team in the National League. So it's not like, I mean, obviously they're much better than Colorado is.
Right.
But, yeah, we're not to the point where we're turning our nose up at any win at this point. You beat the teams that you're supposed to beat, and unfortunately right now there aren't that many teams that you're supposed to beat because you're just not playing very good.
Correct.
So, yeah, beat the Rockies. Win the series. Sweep would be great. Bryce Elder's on the mound today, and then you got Strider tomorrow and Sale on Sunday. So you feel
Father's
good about
Day
that.
Father's Day Sale, huh?
Yeah, you feel good about Father's Day. Yeah,
Father's
hell yeah.
Day Sale. That's pretty with his, damn good.
The boys will be in the ballpark and all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, I mean, there's no other way to put it. Like, there's no deep dive on the series. The Rockies are the worst team in the history of baseball.
Yes.
The Braves are playing awful the last however long back you want to go, month and a half. Start getting right. It was nice to go to Milwaukee and win a series and keep that going.
They need these games. But we talk more about anything. When they got themselves out of that long hole, that beginning of the season drought or whatever you want to call it, they were winning series. Mm-hmm. They put together some of these because it's the Mets, right, after this?
Yep.
Well, we're not going to look past
day off, then the Mets.
Yeah, day off, Mets, and everything like
that.
Then
another series, then the Mets for four. So you got, after this, you got the Mets for seven out of your next
ten. And coming up after that, you got the Phillies.
Yep.
This is a stretch right here where if you play how we hope that you are, you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to play, then they should be back close after, right before the Phillies come.
Yeah, you can get back to feeling a little bit better about yourself.
Yes.
Or, you know.
or look forward to the trade deadline.
Yeah, or you can start talking about selling at the trade deadline.
Yes. You can sell anybody, but don't. No, I'm not going to go there. You know how I am about breaking up teams. It's like breaking up a family, Andy.
Yeah, they're not my family. Also, if Jack had like a 580 OPS, whatever the correlation to that is at the house, which he kind of yesterday spiked seven eggs on the kitchen floor.
Yeah.
Like, that's
wanted eggs.
That's ground for a trade.
He wanted eggs. He wanted eggs.
Well, you know what? Yeah. That's not how you make them.
There's nothing worse than cleaning up eggs.
It's really hard.
It's the worst thing to clean up.
What's your, because it was almost impossible.
Yeah.
What I should have done was I should have just scooped them into like a, like the broom,
the dustpan.
Because I tried to just like get them up with paper towels and it just,
never.
I used a whole roll of paper towels.
Yeah, no, you always scoop it into the thing.
Scooped it.
Yep, always do. Always, because of the fact is that it just gooey and all that stuff.
Now I know, I hope,
you
and
never
so
have to
does
do
he,
it.
That it doesn't happen again.
I was going to.
I know.
Yeah.
We've talked about this, so I'll say it again. I don't beat my children. But I was tempted yesterday. But I had to go to court after, so I was like, don't, you know.
Hey, Doc.
Don't
they'll
do
try
it.
You, Doc.
Don't do that. I was this is the first time in his life. He'll be 2 years old on Monday.
Yep.
First time in his life where I was like, I felt the hand raise.
Yeah, Doc.
And I was like, ooh, I was about to smack him.
Yeah, man. They will try your damn patience. And it's going to happen again.
God, yeah.
Yep, he's going to try you.
I just hope my patience is
strong. You want to punch him in the head when they're little, and you want to smack the hell out of your girls when they're older, because then they start cackling.
Yeah.
And that cackly, like, yeah.
Goodness. Say but something. Then they were both so sweet this morning. So
that's how they get you.
They came back around.
They know they so damn smart. All right. Made daddy mad yesterday. Let me be cute.
Let me be sweet today.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Put your little head on my chest.
Yes.
Ah, you're an angel. You can never do anything wrong. All right. Here's Raheem Morris talking about what the next 5 weeks look like for the Falcons.
Kind of been having some one-offs with a bunch of guys, you know, talking about this 5 week status and what their plans are. Got a bunch of people in the building that's been able to help me with that to make sure we can touch everybody to find out what they're doing, what they're going to plan on doing. And then if there's some people that need some guidance, we can give them some help on what it looks like, whether it be advice to a Michael Penix on what to do and what people have done in the past, being able to sort those guys out to help them to get those kind of that kind of information that you don't always get as a coach, right? As a coach is a different break than it is for a player and how they prepare when they come back. So, like, who's better to tell a guy like Michael Penix what he did throughout his career than a Matt Ryan? Who's better to tell some of these guys what they've done to be able to show them examples of what, like, a Grady Jarrett did when you're talking about a young defender, when you're talking about a Brandon Root. Excuse me, I put them together. A Rook or a Dorlish, right? But, like, all of those things are very important when you're talking about, you know, historical evidence of how people did it. And then you got some players on our roster or some coaches on our roster that played, like a Lance Shelters, like a Jeff Obrick. What was their routine? What was their rhythm? What does Jake Matthew do? Because whatever he's doing, I want to do. Just all those type of things. And that's kind of the most important thing, trying to match these guys up so they can have some type of rhythm and relief, knowing it's just not a break for them.
Keep your ass off the ticker.
Yeah. We don't want to hear about any of these guys.
Keep your ass off the ticker.
The only difference now between like 10 years ago, and that was also still the same thing, some of them will probably do some podcasts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
You probably, like, Bijan will go on a podcast or something.
Like, well, just go lay low, man. I mean, the ultimate thing you need to do is you got to keep your body and all that stuff in working order. Take your vacation.
Yeah.
Man. Take it. They got gyms. They got gyms in these nice hotels.
Yeah, you go stay at a nice resort.
They got a
fitness
beach
center
and all that stuff you can run on and stuff. Take you some time away.
A lot of times those nice, like, resort fitness centers will have, like, a big jug of water. with like lemons and fruits in it.
Yeah,
dog, go that's drink. How you know you're at a good spot.
Go drink you some fruit water and hang out with your family,
some,
your
like,
kids,
cucumber slices in there, and some limes.
But yeah, just stay off the damn ticker. Yeah. Stay off the ticker, man, and go have a good damn vacation and everything. Because I mean, it's 5 weeks, but it comes so fast.
Oh, I bet
it goes so fast. Because
this is really the only time you get all year. Where it's like this.
Yes, this is, it goes by so fast and everything. And before you know it, you're back here and it's bang shang-a-lang time of getting ready for the season.
So, time to go.
I always tell them, and I understand what Rod's saying, but the biggest thing you got to do is just get your mind right because it's a grind that you, well, I don't know, these training camps ain't that bad, but you know, it used to be a grind to get your mind and body ready for
you still
got to
be there a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a grind.
You're not going to, you know, you're probably not going to be quite as, sore at the end of the day, but still, it's going to be a little sore.
Yeah.
They talk about, Aaron Rodgers had a great quote the other day when he was like talking about how it was when he was younger. He says, now it's just exhausting mentally.
Yeah.
Because we practice football for like 90 minutes.
And then you're in
I just have to go sit in these meetings.
You're sitting in meetings all day, and you got like two walkthroughs.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, this is just boring. I'd rather be out here hitting.
Right, yeah. You'd way rather play football.
We have 2-3 hour practices with like three plays.
All right. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us in about 10 minutes. Talk about all the stuff that he learned this week up there in Flower Branch. And I don't know. It's that time for him too, you know. Joe's got to get his mind right.
Yeah, man.
For the season.
Yeah,
five
Joe
got to
get
away.
His mind right, his hat right, his hat game right. Joe's a big bucket hat guy.
If UFC's in town, you know, Joe's going to get in there and try to see some blood.
Oh, yeah. So. That is, it's going to be going – it's tomorrow night. But, yeah. Because the guy who was in here with Abe is fighting tonight. You remember a few weeks ago we had one of them in here? He's fighting in the main event. Is that right, Abe? He's in the main event tomorrow? Okay. All right. So
Thumbs up.
So, yeah. I know Abe's going to be up in there. A lot of people love that kind of stuff like that. I'm not real big in it. But, you know, I'll check Twitter to see who won.
Yep. Not for me. Everybody has their thing. Yeah. I like golf a lot. Let's hear Rory McIlroy from yesterday.
Rory.
Now Rory McIlroy at the ninth hole. Stands at 4 over this for birdie. Putter goes back. Ball on its way. Working up to the cup. Needs to turn to the left. Just going to miss. That's a good putt. That's a good putt, but that's
missed.
A bad day for Rory McIlroy. A 4 over par. 74.
Good speed. Good
new
speed.
Driver. New attitude.
God, I hate when people say
result.
That. You're playing with somebody. You're not playing good, and somebody's trying to make you feel better.
Good
oh,
speed.
Man, you had the line. I know, but I missed it. Shut up. Don't talk
good
to
speed.
Me.
Good speed.
Hey, that right there is some of our U.S. Open coverage on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we'll get you the full leaderboard update in a minute. But I do want to let you know that it's brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company. Check out our new locations by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views, by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta, open to everyone, and by Humberto Injury Law, when it's game time and winning is the only option. Leader, same as yesterday, he hasn't teed off yet, but J.J. Spahn shot the best round in round one, 66, so he sits there at 4 under. Tristan Lawrence in second place. He shot a 67 yesterday, too. Neither one of those guys have teed off. Best rounds going currently. Sam Burns, 4 under on the day, so he's tied for third. Victor Hovland was playing some pretty good golf, but he made a double bogey just a few holes ago, so he's back to 2 under on the day in fifth place. Two guys named Rasmus in the top 10. Kind of cool.
I like that.
You don't hear Rasmus
like
a lot.
I like that right there.
You got two of them in the top 10. And what was there was one other good American story. Yeah, Brooks Koepka played pretty good yesterday, but he's off.
What
to
the
a,
hell happened to
off
Patrick
to a bad
Reed?
Start today. I don't know what happened.
Okay, so I don't know.
They get caught cheating. Probably
they used some kind of word that I was like, what albatross?
Oh, he made one.
Yeah, is that an albatross? Yeah.
Oh, that's like a 2 on a 5. Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
Okay. So it sounds
did
bad,
anybody see him hit it, though?
I don't know.
I know what I mean?
I know they kept saying that he had an albatross yesterday.
Okay. So that's like better than an eagle.
I was like, what the hell happened to him? Did he hit a squirrel or a squirrel jump on his face? Albatross sounds bad.
I don't know. Check the tape, man. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We'll get into an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes to kick off the noon hour. I don't know. At 12:20, we're just going to kind of talk about Father's Day stuff or whatever. Who knows? Who knows what might happen? Yesterday, we talked about me avoiding prison time.
Yeah, dog.
So you never know.
They had my guy up against the wall.
Yeah, they thought they had me. They had the case against me, but I beat the charges, Randy.
Hold on. Now, if there's anybody that I know that is as festive about dates, there's then my brother Bo Johnson right now. We have not heard the Jason Friday 13th.
Yeah, it's true.
Damn, Bo.
It's true.
You slipping.
All right, so here's what I was up against.
Okay.
Because I had
got your mind
I had
on
to battle this in my brain about
got,
an hour ago.
You got your mind on that softball finish tonight is what's happening.
I do. Because there's controversy.
I know, dog. They're trying to screw you, dog.
They are.
They're trying to screw you. Huh?
How'd you already hear about that?
I saw them in the text.
Yeah, he texted last night.
Oh, is there more?
No.
Oh, it's more.
Oh, there's more stuff going on right now.
Oh, that's great. I read from the text last night. You said
somehow
this.
Or another the scorebook.
This is perfect timing for it because nothing happened at minicamp. So let's just make Joe wait for a few minutes because I asked Joe a football question off the air and he goes, I won't even say what he said, but he was like, I have nothing to tell you.
Hold on, anyway, go ahead.
So
I had Funk Friday.
Yeah.
And then I had Halloween theme that I was going to come in with, or Friday 13th theme. But if you listen to the Friday 13th theme, which you will hear at some point,
okay,
it starts off really slow and then it's I did that last year.
Yes.
It doesn't start the show off as no energy there.
I do remember that.
I do remember that. It's very slow going.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
You know, I'll so chime was, it in at some point.
That was actually just great producing is
I'm
what
not,
you were doing.
Dropped any balls here.
No, but you're going through it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's more than what you told us last night.
I was back and forth with like three people on text and stuff.
So, yeah.
Looking for pictures of the scoreboard and free. Oh, yeah, man. Look.
Really?
Yeah.
They're really trying to take it from you guys.
Apparently.
Wow.
They're trying to take it from you.
All right.
I just don't know how scorebooks disappear.
What?
We're talking about
scorebooks? Somebody lost it.
Is this like a Shanahan at the Super Bowl situation?
Yes,
like,
kind of.
Somebody stole a backpack, but maybe they didn't steal it. Maybe
I'm on group me's and I'm on texts and whatnot. So I have not talked to the actual director of the place, but from my people talking to his people.
All right.
Both got people.
All right, so we got an hour. We got an hour we get to the back page, and we'll get a full update on Softball Gate 2025. Okay, that's good. We got it. That's a good little teaser. In an hour, we'll get the update and find out where we sit. with all of that said, let's talk some Falcons football with Smoke and Joe Patrick.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host Andy and Randy at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smoke and Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
All right, so I'll just ask you what I asked you during the break. And feel free to say what you said or something different. What was the most legitimate football thing that happened on the field in Flowery Branch during mandatory minicamp?
I mean, like the
I don't mean who showed up. Right, I don't mean said what. I mean, on the field, practice-wise, like what was the most legitimate football thing that happened?
The serious answer is that there was a little bit of 11-on-11 that was done on, that was Tuesday, but it was just among some of the rookies, a lot of the reserve guys. It was none of the starters. Right. That was the most football-related thing I could think. And what we were talking about beforehand, it's funny, because I don't know if a lot of fans understand. During OTAs, you actually see, you get more kind of useful information of what the team's going to look like because you see the starters at least getting out there and doing some reps against each other, you know, with some defensive line rotations, some secondary rotations, that kind of thing. Then mandatory minicamps comes around. I think that's where fans think that there's actually it kind of ramps up that there's more going on. But in
I think
my
it's the word mandatory.
Yeah,
but mandatory is the
usually does.
Well,
traditionally it did. Yes, I think.
Yes. It seems like I remember last year there was only one media day, and that was kind of like a family day basically for the players, which is that's basically what this Wednesday was. It was very little. There was players throwing the balls into trash bins and that kind of thing. There was a little bit of indie going on, a little bit of indie sessions, but. That Tuesday would have been the day where they did some football work, but it's still not a lot, not a heavy lift at all, especially for the vets. The most interesting part of this time of year is mainly what they're talking about, the coaches, the players, that kind of thing.
All right, so this would be my one and only time that I will ask you about this player, but he did speak, backup quarterback. Does he seem to you like he is pretty much come to grip with that it's a reality he's going to be back up here?
He sounds that way, but I would also say that he sounds like he would like to be playing football somewhere if that opportunity, you know, were to come up. And so I think that that's still a possibility. I think that the Falcons will still probably be looking to, you know, make that arrangement happen if it happens. But as things stand right now, it's not a reality. And that reality is a word that he actually used himself. So, I think he's come to accept that if that doesn't occur, then this is where he is, and he's got a role, and he's getting paid handsomely to do it, more handsomely than any other quarterback in that role in the NFL this year. But, yeah, that's just how it is. And I would say that he was – I think it was classy, the things that he said, especially about Penix, talking about the relationship they have and how he wants to help him and stuff. But I still think that the way that the offseason was handled, the way that the injury situation was handled – still, I think, rubs a lot of people the wrong way, myself included, if you can't tell.
For me, absolutely. I mean, whatever. If this is the hand that you have now and he's your backup, that you do it. But, yeah, I mean, all that stuff happened, and I thought it was handled poorly. This is, to me, that was the third time that he kind of did something publicly since the season ended, right? The Super Bowl stuff, the meeting with Arthur Blank, and then this. This is the first time he behaved professionally, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And for whatever that's worth, I'm sure he doesn't care what I think about that. But
There's been some conversation about the whole like playing through injuries thing, and you're a competitor, you're going to play through an injury and that kind of thing. I get that. I also understand that. But I think it's a different situation when you're actively disguising the fact that you have an injury at all from the team, because that is putting the team in a different situation, and that's to me where it still rubs me the wrong
way.
And
that wasn't really addressed. Like the questions were asked about injuries, and all of the answers were about, I'm coming off of an Achilles, and it was like this. Like, no, that's not what we mean.
Yeah.
We were talking about in the middle of the season when that thing happened that you talked about once, and then no one's really, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we still don't have any clarity on that whatsoever.
Yeah, and then he even referred to it as like a clerical error that he appeared on that injury report to begin with, you know, because he was on it for one day, and he was asked about it and basically said that basically it shouldn't have happened. Correct. And that's the part that's just – I don't know if a lot of Falcons fans are honestly going to ever kind of get past that.
I don't think
feels like it was deception.
It was.
Yeah, it was. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, because that's what it was. Kind of a textbook case.
Hey, McGarry and Pitts.
Yeah.
Injuries. What do we know?
We don't know. It's still a bit of a mystery, you know? And that's for that reason, I don't want to say that there's absolutely nothing there with those players. I expect them to, you know, be at the first day of training camp, you know, be ready to play like they have been, like the coaches have been talking about them being. But, you know, maybe part of it is that the Falcons, you know, they have they're under no obligation to release any information about these supposed injuries that the players have. We just right. have to take it on good faith that they are dealing with what is being called minor injuries. Having said that, you know, again, this is all voluntary work. So it's technically up to the players whether they want to be out there or not. So that's where I'm a little bit confused as the team is saying we're being cautious with them, but it's voluntary work. So I expect them to be there, but these players are both going into the last year of their contracts. Right. And so I think it makes sense to be a little kind of suspicious about that kind of thing. And whether that could mean that something could happen down the line with them, whether that's extensions or more likely in Kyle Pitts' case, potentially being moved. But ultimately, it's like Kirk. I don't ultimately see it happening with either of those guys.
Well, I mean, I know we played a clip yesterday. I think it was Rob's talking about Jalen and everything like that. Is there another young guy that you've heard a little bit of buzz about up there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like the rookies, I think in general, they're all really excited about. And as I would say, you know, it's kind of obvious with the rushers, you know, the edge rushers and how much is expected of them, their first round picks. Right. But obviously it's these secondary guys who I think are going to be maybe more determinative of how effective this Falcons defense is going to be, because, you know, the Falcons nickelbacks last year just got torn to pieces. And I think that part of that is the scheme for sure. And if you were to ask the players that, I think they would say that as well. The players who have played those roles, mainly D. Alford, had better years
in that
position.
Well, I'm sure they'd say that. Yeah.
Better years in that position than he had last year playing under Jimmy Legg's scheme. And so I think those players would be helped. But I think that when you look at just the makeup of those players, like Xavier Watts, a captain at Notre Dame, Billy Bowman was like the heart and soul of Oklahoma, didn't transfer when the coach left. That's the kind of player in my mind that is going to kind of rise to this challenge, knowing that there's an opportunity for them to step into significant playing time, especially from straight at the beginning of the season. And I think they could step up and do that.
It's interesting that you mentioned that, because the transfer thing, because I had wanted to ask Terry Fontenot about that in the past, and maybe someday I will. It never really came up. But I mean, there's not that much else to talk about Falcons wise. Do you think that that's something that they evaluate when they're looking at guys coming out of college, is opportunities to transfer, not doing it, how many times they did transfer, that kind of stuff?
Yes. And I can't remember if it was Terry. He's probably spoken about it before. He's probably mentioned something about it. And I think Arthur Smith mentioned something about it too. They had their draft class, not last year, but the previous year, with Arthur Smith last year. No transfers among that class, and they were asked about it. And it's not that it's a negative for them if a player does transfer, but it is kind of a positive.
Because Michael Penix transferred.
Don't. Right, exactly, yeah. Exactly. But it is, they do, I think, see it as a positive sign of, you know, that character, the kind of, you know, team camaraderie that they have if they had those opportunities to transfer and they didn't.
So, I mean, I got Dennis Bonaparte.
But they're big on, like, captains, too. They love drafting captains.
Oh, no, you're not going to do it, are you?
What? No, I'm not going to talk about the hometown soccer.
Okay.
I'm
going to
talk about
our
men's national.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I've seen clips. Everybody's on the young boy, Polushik, and all those, all the old heads and everything like that.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on? Is it just the fact that this new guy and got a chance to get all of them together? Or are we supposed to be excited about a coach that coach? What did you say he coached that?
Yeah, European teams.
He coached my favorite team, Tottenham Hotspur, Mauricio Pochettino. Did really well there, too. Did a second place finish.
But I'm saying, like,
weird with all the talent and money they have.
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say that they're no Liverpool.
Yeah,
but
they did pretty good. He did pretty good at PSG too.
Yeah.
Where they had all that talent and money.
They're no Liverpool. But no, seriously, what is the deal with this?
It's I think it's really a shame, and I think part of it is on Pulisic, because he is kind of, I don't want to say like holding out, but he's trying to preserve himself, you know. And I get it, from the extent that there's just soccer constantly now for these players. Like, they do not get breaks, and they probably need breaks at times. But at the same time, if you're the head coach of the United States national team, you need buy-in from everybody who's there. You can't. And what's been reported is that Pulisic basically made himself available for two friendlies, but then was not going to play in some of the other games and the more competitive matches. And Mauricio Pochettino was like, listen, you're either going to be here with us through this whole thing or you're not, you know, and pick one, basically. And so he decided to get his break. And so I kind of understand it from all parties. But having said that, it seems kind of broken too, you know, like that's just not the kind of setup and situation you want for your best player. And you know, this country is going into a World Cup where they don't have to qualify, so that makes it easier for guys to kind of skip out and miss some of these things, and it leaves you ultimately oftentimes less prepared when you do kind of get into the World Cup and you face these teams who have been battling to earn their spots. And so it's a tough situation because it's weird. It feels like the United States has never had more talented players, player for player, but they get worse results than they did when they were, you know, in 98. Like, they had scrappy players who came from, you know, nothing.
You
they
had, like,
very
maybe
good,
two
frankly.
Or three players that played in Europe, but it was just a bunch of try-hard MLS guys.
Yeah, your best players were, like, Landon Donovan for the LA Galaxy and Clint Dempsey for Fulham, you know, like a lower-tier Premier League team.
And that defensive guy.
Yeah.
Tony Sané. That guy was incredible.
Yeah, but you had like these brutes like Oguchi on Yewu at the back who at least were going to like give
hurt
you
somebody.
Everything. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, they were, and they had an identity. You know, they were all bought into that identity. And that's where it just feels like you have all these disparate pieces from all over the place and they come together and they don't really fit together. They're trying to play this beautiful brand of soccer and it just doesn't really work.
Well, that's a shame. Maybe they'll get it together. It's helpful to have the tournament here. So they don't have to worry about qualifying, you know, because it was that one time not that long ago when they didn't qualify for it. So, anyway, thanks, Joe.
Appreciate it.
This hour, the first hour of the Midday Show of Andy and Randy, is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Coming up in hour number two of the program, we'll get into an NFL no huddle, National Football League news.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.